Welcome to Yap Formations, a new series brought to you by the Yap Media team aimed to help you brighten up your days and boost your self-esteem so you enter the world confident, head up, with strong belief in yourself, and live your best young and profiting life. What's a Yap Formation? It's anything that you say that attracts a young and profiting lifestyle, so you can be profiting in all aspects of your life, financially, personally, professionally, and even in your relationships. Consider this series your positivity boost on demand. Replay this episode anytime you want to reset and get in the right mindset for success. So here's how these episodes will work. I'll first start out with some clips from a past episode to help us get inspired and get in the mood and in the right state of mind to say our affirmations and to feel the power about the exercise we're going to do together at the end of the show. To conclude the episode, we'll go through an interactive exercise where I'll say a series of affirmations one by one, and then you'll repeat them after me, preferably out loud, but in your own mind is okay too. This week, our Yap Formation is inspired by Nicole Moore. Nicole is a life coach, podcaster, and celebrity love expert. She helps highly influential people find their soulmates and uses her growing social media platform to showcase her views and methods on creating love. She's been featured on Netflix, Forbes, Money Magazine, People Magazine, and Inc.com. I talked to Nicole back in episode number 102 on how to navigate relationships, specifically during the COVID-19 pandemic. And as Valentine's Day quickly approaches, who better to ask about improving your relationships than Nicole? In this Yap Formations episode, we're going to talk about how to both strengthen your interpersonal relationships and how to heal from your past ones. After all, it's hard to find the love you're looking for without first healing from the love that hurt you the most. Our relationship with the concept of love actually begins with our parents. When you were growing up, did you feel loved? Did your parents tell you that they loved you? And if they didn't say it, did they show it? A 2019 study from Harvard looked into the science behind parental warmth. It found that parents who regularly show their love to their children actually enable their children to succeed. Parental warmth is positively associated with flourishing in midlife, and it's inversely related to drug use and smoking. And Valentine's Day is all about spreading love, and that's love to everyone in your life, not just your romantic partner. So a great place to start is spreading the love in your family. Nicole tells us about how her childhood was affected by her lack of parental affection and how that drove her to pursue the industry of love.
Yeah, it's like the game chose me, you guys, because this is how I felt as a kid. Like, so obviously my mom had her own issues. My dad had his own issues. Like, it's not their fault, right? But they did not express, like, I didn't hear I love you. But there wasn't affection. So I literally remember as a child looking around at other families and just thinking like, oh, well, they must have a loving family and we don't. So I believed as a child that my parents just didn't love me, that they just didn't care about me enough. And of course, I believed that, and I could pull stories to prove that. I'm sure through their lens, they could pull stories to prove that they did. But it doesn't matter. That's what I was feeling. That's what I was vibrating. And it was a really big core wound for me. So of course, then when I went out to start dating, I was dating from a place of I need love. I need love. I don't have love. And so I attracted in a lot of the wrong people. But I was always kind of interested in love, obviously, because I think when you have a big lack or a big wound in the beginning of your life, it makes you curious. So I was first seeking the wrong ways. I was seeking through other people to fill the void. When I realized that didn't work, then I said, I have to figure out how to make love work. My company is called Love Works, right? And like, I got to figure out how to make love work. I got to fill myself up with this love thing. I have to figure out what it really means to love and be loved. And so the thing with my mom saying, I love you, I'd gone to a seminar called Landmark Education. I think it was Landmark Education. And, you know, they like make you do a lot of stuff with your family. And so that was a big moment for me of just telling her I love her. And because she never said it. And she literally said, me too. Now she does. I'm 36 now. So 10, you know, now she'll say, I love you. I think having a grandchild also kind of helped her open up. And because she loves my son so much. But it was a moment for me where I had to say it, and she didn't say it back. And I'm saying that because I think it's an important topic in terms of like love. Like sometimes you gotta risk and you gotta do it for you, and you can't expect the other person to reciprocate, but you're taking that action. And me saying that to her unlocked a lot of stuff for me. But I'm a love coach not because it went swimmingly for me. I'm a love coach because You better damn believe I suffered. If you're suffering, I get it. I can cry with you because I did those things too. I just put in a lot of time and energy into figuring out how to make it work.
Letting your children know that you love them is integral to their own developing perceptions of love. But that's not the norm in every culture. So for example, when I was growing up, my parents didn't actually say they loved me very much. I'm Palestinian, and my parents have spoken Arabic as their first language. And the straight translation to I love you is actually strictly romantic in Arabic. And so my dad thought it was inappropriate to say I love you to his daughters. You may relate if you're from an immigrant family. However, my parents did love me, and they proved their love for me in many ways through their actions. And they were very loving people, and I always knew they cared about me, even though they didn't explicitly say I love you to me. I always felt loved. So the same feeling that Nicole had, I didn't have, even though my parents never said, I love you. Then of course, when my sister and I were teenagers, we started telling them like, hey, like I love you is not inappropriate. Say I love you when we hang up the call. Make sure you say I love you before we leave. And we kind of taught them that I love you was not inappropriate. And then, you know, they started saying I love you. And now we all say I love you to each other. So it's really all about finding what works within your family, giving grace, especially for cultural differences. And make sure your family knows that you love them, even if it isn't customary to say those specific words. And there are plenty of other ways to show your affection to your loved ones, like keeping in contact with them, giving them a call, a text, spending time with them. But that's gotten harder since COVID-19 hit. It's not easy to meet up with friends or even go on dates anymore, let alone. According to the American Family Survey, they found that the pandemic may actually be beneficial for couples that live with each other because they get to spend more time with each other than before. That goes for couples that get along with each other, of course. But then for couples that don't live together or for singles trying to meet their soulmate despite all the chaos going on outside, they might not be so lucky. So how do you keep your relationships alive or even meet new people during the pandemic? Luckily, Nicole has cracked the code for COVID-19 dating.
So number one, lower your expectations in the sense that like, you got to give people a break right now. You really have to give people a break right now because everyone is stressed. So lower your expectations of if that person's having a bad day or you're having a bad day. I'm not saying let bad behavior slide, but do not expect perfection. Number two, though, is communicate. You know, it's so funny, like even in couples, people could be going through stuff and they could be feeling a certain way, but they're on their phone and they're not communicating with their partner like that. A lot of people don't communicate with their partner. So have time set aside where you talk about what's going on, you share your feelings, you get real, because that's going to bring you closer. And then the third thing is you have to find little pockets of time. Like, for example, I have been on this app called Clubhouse all freaking week, but I talked about it with my husband and I'm sorry, I know I'm not spending as much time with you right now. And we had that conversation about it. And he's like, okay, now I get it. I explained to him what it was. He's not on social media. I explained to him what it was and I told him about it. And so he's giving me understanding right now. I know you're going to be on this a lot. But then this morning I said, hey, can you pick a movie for us? Let's do a movie night tonight. I won't be on it, you know, tonight, because I understand I have to put a little bit of time and attention there. So if you're in a relationship, pay attention to your partner. Think about what they're needing. Understand that they're probably going through more stress than you realize at the moment, just like you are. So really be conscious and aware of that and think, how can I brighten their day? How can I do something to make them smile? Even if it's just like a little thing, those moments will go really far right now.
Let's hold that thought and take a quick break with our sponsors. Young and Profiters, I don't know about you, but I love to make my home someplace that I'm proud of. And that's why I spent a lot of time on my apartment trying to make it my perfect pink palace, all set with a velvet couch, an in-home studio, and skyline views of the city. And while I love my apartment, I can get really sick of it. I can get really uninspired. And if you work from home, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But the good news is, like many of you guys, I'm an entrepreneur, and that means that I can work from anywhere. And finally, I decided to make good use of my work flexibility for the first time. This holiday break, the sun was calling my name, so I packed my bags and my boyfriend, and we headed to Venice Beach, California. We got a super cute bungalow and we worked from home for an entire month. The fresh air and slower pace helped to inspire some really cool new ideas for my business. And now I'm hitting the ground running in Q1. Airbnb was the one that helped me make these California dreams come true. And in fact, Airbnb comes in clutch for me time and time again. Whether it's finding the perfect Airbnb home for our annual executive team outing or booking a vacation where my extended family can fit all in one place, Airbnb always makes it a great experience. And you know me, I'm always thinking of my latest business venture. So when I found out that a lot of my successful friends and clients host on Airbnb, I got curious and I want to follow suit because it seems like such a great way to generate passive income. So now we have a plan to spend more time in Miami and then we'll host our place on Airbnb to earn some extra money whenever we're back on the East Coast. So I can't wait for that. And a lot of people don't realize they've got an Airbnb right under their own noses. You can Airbnb your place or a spare room if you're out of town for even just a few days or weeks. You could do what I did and work remotely and then Airbnb your place to fund your trip. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. That's airbnb.com/host to find out how much your home is worth. Hey, Yap Fam, starting my LinkedIn Secrets Masterclass was one of the best things I've ever done for my business. I didn't have to waste time figuring out all the nuts and bolts of setting up a website that had everything I needed, like a way to buy my course, subscription offerings, chat functionality, and so on, because it was super easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your first product, finally taking your side hustle full-time, or making $500,000 from your masterclass like me. And it doesn't matter if you're selling digital products or vegan cosmetics. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered as you scale. Stop those online window shoppers in their tracks and turn them into loyal customers with the internet's best converting checkout. I'm talking 36% better on average compared to other options out there. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from huge shoe brands like Allbirds to vegan cosmetic brands like Thrive Cosmetics. Actually, back on episode 253, I interviewed the CEO and founder of Thrive Cosmetics, Carissa Bodnar, and she told me about how she set up her store with Shopify and it was so plug and play. Her store exploded right away. Even for a makeup artist type girl with no coding skills, it was easy for her to open up a shop and start her dream job as an entrepreneur. That was nearly a decade ago. And now it's even easier to sell more with less thanks to AI tools like Shopify Magic. And you never have to worry about figuring it out on your own. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, so you can focus on the important stuff, the stuff you like to do. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/profiting, and that's all lowercase. If you want to start that side hustle you've always dreamed of, if you want to start that business you can't stop thinking about, if you have a great idea, what are you waiting for? Start your store on Shopify. Go to shopify.com/profiting now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, that's shopify.com/profiting. Shopify.com/profiting for a $1 per month trial period. Again, that's shopify.com/profiting. The pandemic has been tremendously stressful for all of us. So it's really important to keep that in mind when you start dating. You don't know what someone is going through, who they may have lost, how they may have been impacted financially, or what trauma they suffered during this period. Just be considerate and remember, honesty is always the best policy. Nicole also tells us about how we can use our body language and appearance to project positive energy while on a virtual date. She explains even when meeting online, we should visualize ourselves sitting in the same room as the other person, using our body language to project the energy that we want.
I mean, try and look good, you know, like when we go on a video, we have our lights, you know, like here's the thing right now. I think if you can get on the Zoom call and be a real person and create an emotional connection, that's what matters most. So the worst thing you can do is, hey, how's your day? Right? That's so boring. Get on with energy. People want people with energy. I'm not saying be a fake person, but you, when you're on video and people who are in front of camera know this, you have to project your energy. Because if I were to just do this in the real, like I'm just talking, like say my assistant walked in the room, hey, Elle, could you get me a matcha latte? that's not enough energy. So I'd have to say, hey, Elle, can you get me a matcha latte? Like you have to kind of project your energy on a Zoom call. So you want to imagine that the person in front of you, you're trying to get them to feel your energy. You're trying to feel their energy. But talk about things that really matter. Talk about the best things in your life. Talk about experiences that evoke emotion. That's what keeps us interested. Nobody cares about the weather unless the most beautiful snow happened today and it reminded you of this time when you were five, when your mother did this one thing and it sparked the idea for your book. And you know what I mean? Like, that's what I care. Not because it's snowing, if that makes sense.
And then how about body language or like facial expressions? Is there something that we should be doing in particular on Zoom? And then how about in person?
Yeah. So you want to have your, don't cross. Okay. Because that's going to communicate the wrong message. Okay. So confidence is really shoulder. You're going to say, if I walk, I do this. Shoulders back and your head is up and you're revealing. So you want to be revealing this part. So don't be crunched on yourself. Don't be like this. Ladies, if you can, if you're a woman.
And she's showing her like chest, her neck.
Yeah. I'm not saying you have to have cleavage, but it's literally like I'm exposing myself to you. Don't wear a turtleneck unless that's your thing and you happen to look exceptional in turtlenecks and it's part of your personal style, you know? But if it's a guy, I would say women really like it when a guy makes an effort. So don't come on with a rumpled hoodie, like, make it special. Like, men need to understand, I hate to say this, but women's standards are typically so horrifically low. They're so disappointed that men sometimes don't have to do that much. If you show up, it would be a great thing for a guy to do. Have a single rose and show her, I got this rose for you.
Aww.
It's not too much, but you know what I mean? It's like, hey, I know we're meeting on Zoom for the first time, but I wanted to give you this rose. What girl's not going to smile when they have that? So anything you can do to bring a little bit of a special touch, you know what I mean? If you're like a comedian, for example, in your picture on Zoom, before you get on, you could make your picture a joke for her to read. There's little things you could do that have you stand out. Like, nobody wants to get on a boring Zoom call. So think about that. What could I do to display my personality and stand out a little bit more? And at the very least, have energy and be excited, even if you never want to talk to this person again.
Putting forth positive energy into online dating will yield better results. Trust me. People love it when you express genuine interest in them. It's a turn on. Plus, even if it's taking place online, there's nothing more exciting than a new relationship and to meet new people. So channel that excitement into every online date that you go on. Relationships are a lot of fun, but they can also be really scary, especially when we may not be seeing our potential partners in person very often. Additionally, we often overlook the impact our past relationships can have on our present or future relationships. Like, how can you fully invest in your new relationship if you still have bottled up pain from your last relationship? Up until recently, I was chronically never single since I was 16 years old. My pattern was to just rush into one long-term relationship after the other. I'm really easy to love, so I think I get into these relationships easily, but right now, I'm technically the most single I've ever been in my life. I'm not dating at all because I'm healing and trying to move on in the healthiest way I know how. I'm a grown woman, I'm an experienced adult, and I'm not going to just rush into the next relationship. I broke up with my boyfriend of over 10 years last year, and while we just started couples therapy, I'm not sure if we're actually going to get back together. We're starting couples therapy to either move on in a healthy way or get back together in a really healthy way. Leaving behind a broken relationship is not easy. That pain doesn't just end when the relationship ends. Unhealthy relationships can serve as a form of trauma. We often tend to think that trauma is only a violent attack or death of a loved one. But according to Medical News Today, trauma is defined as a kind of psychological wound that can result from any distressing experience, like a loss, danger, or even deep embarrassment. So that toxic relationship totally counts. If it caused you a lot of pain, it can absolutely count as trauma. And the tricky thing about relationship trauma is that if you don't actively work to heal from it, it will manifest itself in your future relationships. And that's not the kind of manifestation we're looking to do. This becomes extremely difficult when you're trying to strengthen your current relationships because you're still scarred from the pain of the past ones. Luckily, there are ways to heal from your past relationship trauma so you can have successful, fulfilling relationships in the future. Nicole has developed her own action plan to heal from toxic relationship partners based on her own experiences with emotionally abusive people. Here we can learn about how to effectively work through those painful emotions and leave them in the past.
Step one is you have to feel all the pain. So when I had my breakup with my narcissist, I played this Kelly Clarkson song, Addicted. I put it on repeat on Spotify. So I'd play like 20 times over in a loop because that was the emotion. I'm addicted to you. Like the song meant something to me. I put that on in the morning and I would cry. I would move my body. I would get the emotion out. Like you have to release the emotion. You have to get it out of your body. You have to let yourself cry. You have to let yourself be upset. But then after that, step two is you really have to sit there and look at, what are all the ways this person has failed to love me? What didn't they give me that I needed? How are the ways that they hurt me? So you create an emotional stack of all the bad things they did to you. Why? When we have a breakup, this is what happens. We have a moment of pain and I'm alone and what's going to happen in my love life and I'm never going to find love. And that feels really bad. And so the mind says, it felt better. The good times with this person felt better. So let me go over there. So we compare our crappy breakup feeling to the good times we had with this person, even if they're a psycho, we compare it to the good times and we say, the good times with them felt better than this and I can't handle this, so let me go back with them. You need to not do that, okay? You need to emotionally stack the negatives of that person so you feel an aversion to them. So look at that list of the bad things they did. Remember that because your mind's just going to try and get you away from the pain. And so it's going to fantasize about that person, and you have to stop that process. After you do that, then you want to look at, well, what do I really want and need? Create the picture. What if you could have somebody who had the good things with your ex? Because we're never with an avoidant or an abuser or a narcissist because they're entirely horrible. There are good things about them. There's a connection. We see the good in them. We see the potential. So the good qualities from your ex, I want you to write those down on a piece of paper. And then I want you to write down next to it, well, what were the things that were missing that you needed? And start to envision and feel, well, what if I could have this person? All the positives minus the negatives, plus the things that I didn't have that I need. And you kind of have to start to attune yourself. But then you have to ask yourself, okay, why don't I believe I can have this kind of person? What limiting beliefs do I have about love? What do I need to change within myself to feel confident enough to receive that person? So when I talk about love, I'm always talking about what I call love alignment. This idea is that your mindset and your heart and the energy that you're projecting, that creates what you're attracting in your love life. So you want to look at those pieces and then shift it. So focus on the good you're attracting. Don't focus on the ex because it's likely that you're not going to get back with them. Or if you do, it'll be a repeat of the same kind of relationship over and over again.
The single most important thing you can do after ending a broken relationship, whether it be with a significant other, a friend, or a family member, is to heal. Process what happens. Reflect on it. Even though it feels better to push these painful feelings aside or return to what seems comfortable, it's really important to move through these emotions and heal from them. After a failed relationship, you need to remind yourself about who you are. You're a wonderful person who deserves the absolute best, but it's very hard to come to that realization if you don't go through the healing process. Once you have a newfound sense of self-worth, you can show up in your current relationships stronger than before. You're no longer plagued by the pains of your past. Instead, you're able to love without fear, and that's beautiful. Nicole gave me another awesome piece of advice on how to show love to yourself. It almost feels too easy. Drink more water. Let's hear what she has to say about how water can be used as a healing agent.
I feel like people who don't drink a lot of water and they don't take care of themselves, you could tell in their energy and it gets contracted. Like, I feel like so many people have a really contracted energy that's not attractive and they're not really realizing it. Like, it's like sounds so basic, but you need enough water for the cells to be flowing in your body for you to not be all contracted. So that's like one thing that you can do before you get on the Zoom call. Like, make sure you're hydrated, put a little moisturizer on, you know, even if you're a guy, just so the energy is flowing in your body.
Yeah. And you have something called love water, right? I read that and I was like, love water. Can you tell us about what love water is?
Yeah. So basically, what's his name? I can't remember his name, but there's a guy that studied molecules in water, and he realized that if you talk into a glass of water and you say, I hate you, then the molecules look really bad and like dirty. If you talk into the water and you say, I love you, then the molecules look really pretty. So the idea is that water holds energy and emotions. So you can do this. You can talk into your coffee or water and you can say, confidence, I love you, love, beauty, power, whatever it is. You literally imagine you're speaking that intention into the water. And then when you're drinking it, the water will literally, this is scientific, it'll have a different vibration. So every cell of the water is going to go into every cell of your body, and you've kind of spoken beautiful words over it. It impacts you.
How cool is that? If you speak loving affirmations into your water before you drink it and then visualize those affirmations soaking into every cell of your body, you'll be operating on a higher vibration after drinking this water because you're showing yourself acts of pure love. And this is huge when it comes to healing from relationships. If you align yourself with the vibration of self-love, you will, by default, attract people with the same vibration. Your light shines so much brighter when you know that it's there, and people with the same light will find their way toward you. I hope Nicole has gotten you feeling inspired and ready to say your yapformations. We'll start after this short break to support our sponsors. And if you'd like, feel free to get a glass of water to speak these affirmations into. Young and profiters, we are all making money. But is your money hustling for you? Meaning, are you investing? Putting your savings in the bank is just doing you a total disservice. You got to beat inflation. I've been investing heavily for years. I've got an E-Trade account. I've got a Robinhood account. And it used to be such a pain to manage all of my accounts. I'd hop from platform to platform. I'd always forget my Fidelity password. And then I have to reset my password. I knew that needed to change because I need to keep track of all my stuff. Everything got better once I started using Yahoo Finance, the sponsor of today's episode. You can securely link up all of your investment accounts in Yahoo Finance for one unified view of your wealth. They've got stock analyst ratings. They have independent research. I can customize charts and choose what metrics I want to display for all my stocks so I can make the best decisions. I can even dig into financial statements and balance sheets of the companies that I'm curious about. Whether you're a seasoned investor or looking for that extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Young and profiters, I've been a full-time entrepreneur for about 4 years now, and I finally cracked the code on hiring. I look for character, attitude, and reliability. But it takes so much time to make sure a candidate has these qualities on top of their core skills in the job description. And that's why I leave it to Indeed to do all the heavy lifting for me. Indeed is the most powerful hiring platform out there, and I can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. With Yap Media growing so fast, I've got so much on my plate, and I'm so grateful that I don't have to go back to the days where I was spending hours on all these other different inefficient job sites, because now I can just use Indeed. They've got everything I need. According to US Indeed data, the moment Indeed sponsors a job, over 80% of employers get candidates whose resumes are a perfect match for the position. One of my favorite things about Indeed is that you only have to pay for applications that meet your requirements. No other job site will give you more mileage out of your money. According to Talent Nest 2019, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Join the more than 3 million businesses worldwide who count on Indeed to hire their next superstar. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/profiting. Offer is good for a limited time. I'm speaking to all you small and medium-sized business owners out there who listen to the show. This is basically free money. You can get a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/profiting. Claim your $75 sponsored job credit now at Indeed.com/profiting. Again, that's Indeed.com/profiting, and support the show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/profiting. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Yeah, fam, I did a big thing recently. I rolled out benefits to my U.S. employees. They now get healthcare and 401ks. And maybe this doesn't sound like a big deal to you, but it was surely a big deal to me because benefits were like the boogeyman to me. I thought for sure we couldn't afford it. I thought that it was going to be so complicated, so hard to set up, lots of risk involved. And in fact, so many of my star employees have left in the past, citing benefits as the only reason why. And here I was thinking that we couldn't afford benefits when it's literally not that expensive at all. And you actually split the cost between the employee and the employer. I had no idea. I found out on JustWorks. JustWorks has been a total lifesaver for me. We were using two other platforms for payroll, one for domestic in US, one for international. We had our HR guidelines and things like that, employee handbook on another site, and everything was just everywhere. Now everything's consolidated with JustWorks, a tried and tested employee management platform. You get automated payments, tax calculations, and withholdings with expert support anytime you need it. And on top of that, there's no hidden fees. You can leave all the boring stuff to JustWorks and just get to business. And with automatic time tracking, it has made managing my international hires a little bit more soothing for my soul that I know that they're actually working and they're tracking their time. I mean, it's really hard to manage remote employees. It's easy to get started right away. All you need is 30 minutes. You don't even have to be in front of your computer. You can just get started right on your phone. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Start your free month now at justworks.com/profiting. Let JustWorks run your payroll so you don't have to. Start your free month now at justworks.com/profiting. All right, so let's say some love affirmations. Affirmations are a great way to reprogram your brain. When you intentionally internalize a phrase, you're setting an intention for yourself. For example, if you say the affirmation, "I live a healthy lifestyle," your brain will subconsciously guide you to make healthier decisions. I've broken down these love affirmations in a specific way to help you gradually build up to where we want to be. Love is a very high vibration. It's not really possible to jump straight to the high vibrations of love from common feelings like shame, unworthiness, and guilt that are amongst the lowest vibrations. After each affirmation, I will pause, allowing you to repeat them to yourself out loud if you can, or in your head if you're out and about. I also recommend inhaling deeply before saying these affirmations and then breathing out these words. All right, so let's begin and feel free to rewind, reflect, and meditate as we go along. I am at peace with where I am. I am perfect just as I am. I am constantly growing, evolving, and becoming my best self. I am at peace with my past. I forgive those who hurt me. I let go of my past beliefs that no longer serve me. I am creating my own love. I am proud of who I am becoming. I am learning to love myself more and more every day. Real love starts with me. The more I love myself, the more love I have to give to others. I am more than worthy of love. I am now open to give and receive love. I attract loving, supportive, and committed partners. I deserve to be treated with respect. I communicate my needs and desires effectively. I am attracting my true love. I spread love wherever I go, and it returns to me in abundance. The people in my life love me unconditionally. I love myself unconditionally. I welcome all love with open arms. Love is all around me. Love is always flowing to me. My love is infinite. Well, I hope you guys take the time to replay that little Yap Formations exercise about 3 to 5 times. Thank you so much for doing these Yap Formations with me. If you like this series, please let us know by writing us a review on your favorite podcast platform. You guys can chat with me on Instagram at Yap with Hala or LinkedIn. Just search for my name. It's Hala Taha. If you guys have an idea for our next Yap Formation episode, be sure to tell us. Big thanks to the Yap team as always. This is Hala signing off.